Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 45, Homophobia. Today, the annual Gay Pride Parade in Amsterdam was organized again. You may remember my column in Gender Talk number 524 last year, when I told you about my experience with this event. All this glitter and glamour is not really my cup of tea, but I think it is important gay people let the world know they exist, and it is all a great, happy, pink festival. Unfortunately, such happy festivals are not possible everywhere. The latest big incident happened 2 weeks ago in Riga, the capital of Latvia. The authorities banned the Friendship Parade that was scheduled for July 22nd because they said they would not be able to guarantee the safety of the participants. Latvia has joined the European Union a few years ago and should therefore adhere to the European legislation, which forbids any kind of discrimination against homosexuals. Also, US Ambassador Catherine Todd Bailey urged the Latvian government not to cancel gay pride celebrations in the city. But it was all to no avail. The government was more inclined to listen to the Russian Orthodox Church leader, Nikolai Stohonirov, who said an event like this offends the morals of Latvia's population and every Christian. So the parade was banned. But politicians from all over Europe, and even activists from the USA, were already on their way to Latvia. People could hardly believe that a member state of the European Union would give in to the threats and blackmail from religious fundamentalists and right-wing organizations. You may have heard about the results of this situation. Eggs, tomatoes and excrements were thrown at all participants, including the international guests, when they left a church after a ceremony on Saturday morning. The police did nothing against it. This incident is not unique. We have seen a lot of violence against homosexual people in the former Soviet countries lately. Gay parades in Russia and Poland have led to similar reactions of homophobia. In Amsterdam, no violence is to be expected. Anti-gay sentiments can only be found in a small minority of the Dutch population. In fact, several big companies have hired a boat to take part in the Amsterdam Gay Parade this year, allegedly to show off how tolerant they are towards homosexuals, but probably they also are very keen on getting their company name on the millions of TV screens that will be showing the event. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snel from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.